was given to me recently, I wanted to discuss with her and get her unique perspective on. So how are you doing today, Scarlett?
Good.
Good. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life right now, Scarlett. What's happening? Glad to hear that. Well, one of the things we like to do on this podcast is we try to answer questions from people and just to get some thoughts rolling around in our heads about different things that we think about from time to time. And one of the questions that came into me is, how can we explain to teenagers that God exists or that God is real? So I thought maybe we could have a conversation about that for just a few minutes, all right?
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your belief in God. Do you believe in God, and why do you believe in God?
I do believe that there is God. I was introduced to God, very young. So, I always went to church, and I always, felt that He was there and stuff. So, I always knew that there was a God. There's times where I didn't have a strong relationship with Him, but I would question sometimes, but I always knew there was a God.
I imagine you have some friends at school or people you know that don't believe in God, is that right?
Yes.
Have they ever shared with you some of the reasons, or what do you think are some of the reasons why they don't believe in God?
Mostly family, if they how they grew up, if their family believed in God, if their family doesn't go to church, if their family doesn't believe in God, then they're probably not going to believe in God, because that's what they've grown up
Right. So how can we share with someone why God is real if they didn't grow up in a family that went to church, or if they didn't grow up in a family that believed in God? What do you think would help someone to believe in God?
It's kind of hard to believe in something that you can't physically see.
Right.
So that's difficult, but the Bible's a good resource, because it has everything about God, and it's a visual piece of evidence that you can go to.
Right. I think that's true. I think sometimes people don't believe about God because they haven't really tried reading the Bible yet, or even tried going to church just to see if there's something there that would help them to believe in it. Probably had friends that you've invited to come to church or to camp or something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that would help them believe in God if they heard something there, or spent some time just investigating it, looking at it, seeing if it's real or not. You said an interesting thing about it's hard to believe in something that you can't see. So let's brainstorm for a minute. What are some things that we can't see that we still believe exist?
Air.
Air, right? That's a good one. We've got air all around us. We believe that air exists. You and I are breathing in air right now, but we don't see it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of related to the air, I was thinking about the wind. We can't see wind, but we can see what effect it has on things, right?
Yeah.
What else can you think of?
Germs or things you can't see without a microscope or something.
Right. That's a good one. Germs, things that are really small. What about gravity? Gravity is a force we all believe in. We drop something, it tends to fall to the ground, right?
Yeah.
But we don't see gravity.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of? About aliens. Do you believe in aliens?
I believe there might be living things on other planets, but I'm not sure aliens of how we think about it.
right. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I probably don't believe in aliens, but there's always that possibility. And that's another point. There's a lot of things that we just don't know. We can't prove that they exist, although some people think they can. but we can't really prove they don't exist because we can't visit every single place in the universe. I think the same is true with God. Sometimes we feel like we can't prove he exists, but we also can't prove that he doesn't exist. So there's lots of things that we have to believe by faith, that we have to just make the best decision we can at the moment as to whether we believe it or not. What if you were like a detective and you were looking for evidence of something being true or not? What would you think are some clues or some evidence of God that you might have found in your life?
Well, there's been like many incidences where like there's been like miracles and stuff. One with like the Richie baby, or
What happened with the Richie baby?
Hadley, she had like many heart problems and stuff, and they didn't think she was gonna like live, but she did.
Wow, yeah. Seemed to be miraculous, yeah, that she survived all of those medical problems as a young baby and now she's doing really well. That's true. That could be a piece of evidence or a clue that there's some kind of higher power that's at work in our lives, right?
Yeah. Right, there was also like this like little thing, but it was still kind of cool when I was at camp and we were singing a song and there was one line about like lightning or something about light and there was like a storm going on. And all of a sudden, once we sang that, the power went out. So that was kind of cool. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I think if we saw something, some kind of clue or a piece of evidence, it seems like that would help people to believe. But a lot of times, it's a matter of just keeping looking, even though we're not seeing things. Maybe it takes a while to look before we see something. But just to know that God is there, you know, gives us something, I think, to hope in, something to believe in, instead of feeling like there's nothing out there and there's really no purpose or meaning to life.
Yeah.
What helps you to feel close to God? Like, what helps you to connect with your belief in God?
Well, one thing, going back to camp, at Camp Squanto, I would always feel like a lot closer to God because the counselors were just really good at what they did, and it was like just like a great experience, and like the lessons and everything, and like seeing everyone like come together and have fun there. And they all had different situations too, like the kids. I met this one girl who had a bad family situation. So also just like youth groups and stuff, anything that has like people around like your age when you're a kid, it's like more fun, and then you're like more like open to everything if like they believe in it or something.
So maybe for teenagers, and I would guess for adults too, it's hard to believe in something on your own. You need other people around to help you believe in something. And sometimes having a group of friends or a community is very important. I think that's a good point. We forget sometimes that it's hard to believe completely on our own, that we need other people around us to help us with that belief. And that's important. A lot of people who don't believe in God, they never give themselves a chance by being around people that do believe in God. You know, letting that friendship and those relationships help them in their faith. Any other thoughts about God you want to share before we wrap up this On the Road podcast?
No, I don't have any.
All right. Well, thank you, Scarlett, for sharing. I hope that helps everyone today. We got a lot of good shout-outs to churches and youth groups and Camp Squanto and places that have for a long time and continue to do so, help teenagers grow in their faith and in Jesus Christ. And if you're listening to this today or tomorrow, October 27th or 28th, remember that we have a special event called Neon. It's geared towards youth, but also for young adults and really anyone. And it's at 15 Vernon Street in Hartford, Saturday night, October 28th, 7 p.m. It's going to be a glow event with music, dance, drummers, speaker, stuff for sale, food, refreshments. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And again, one of those places where you can be around other people that believe in God, and maybe that will help you in your faith as well. So join us for Neon. Check out information about Hartford City Church on Instagram, Hartford City Church on Twitter, on Facebook, or hartfordcitychurch.com. Have a great day, everybody.